In your work, An Inconvenient Book, Real Solutions to the World's Biggest Problems, with a little tongue-in-cheek on a lot of these things, you quote John Edwards talking about how we have two Americas now.
Yeah.
And you know what? He might be right, Glenn. We are going down a path of those who have and those who do not have. And that gap has got to be pushed together.
Well, don't talk. Well, hang on just a second. First of all, don't talk to me about the haves and the have-nots while you're building a 21,000-square-foot home and you're clear-cutting your property for a soccer field in your backyard.
You're talking about
me to plant a tree.
You're talking about John Edwards,
yeah,
not me.
No, please don't talk to me about yeah, not you. Don't talk to me about that, John Edwards. I mean, you know, you got a trailer park at the end of your driveway. That's as close as you get to actual seeing poverty, and you don't see it from your house at the end of your driveway because it's too far away from the end of your driveway. But with that being said, we do have a gap. But you know what? More people have we have brought the standard of living up in this country higher than it has ever been in the history of the world. Now, is there poverty? Absolutely. But if I may quote Abraham Lincoln, he said it is immoral and unconstitutional to redistribute wealth. He said instead of pulling down a wealthy man's house, we should encourage those to build up their own houses. And what we've done is we have created a whole generation of people that expect to be wealthy. Our children graduate and they expect to have the same kind of lifestyles that their parents have. Well, you know what? We busted our butt this lifestyle. We all worked hard. You know, I just watched Pursuit of Happiness last night. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
That's a great movie.
A great movie.
And as I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself the whole time, how do I find that person? How do I help that person? How do I find the person who is busting their butt? My family and I tell you this not like, hey, big, just as a cap to that story, is that about a month and a half ago, my family and I went to a soup kitchen, and we were cooking food for the homeless, and we were feeding and everything else. And, you know, you could see people who were coming up to the line that were working the system. And then there were others there that you could tell were really working hard. They were either down on their luck, or they had just had a string of bad things that happened to them, and they just were resetting their life. Those people, man, I want to help those people every step of the way. Those who are there and just want to coast, why should I float them? It's immoral. People must carry themselves. We are here to make the most out of ourselves and grow and struggle. We need to help each other, but we certainly don't need to carry each other if you can walk.
Absolutely. You know, that's the key point. If you can walk. We're here to help people who can't help themselves.
You know, there's a chapter in the book that talks about poverty, and it's going to sound really insensitive, but, you know, you have to read the whole chapter. But the average person living in poverty, man and wife, the total hours worked per week between man and wife is 40. Well, that's 20 hours apiece. Now, if you can't work because, you know, you're staying home taking care of the kids and really busting your butt to take care of the kids, and you're handicapped or you're whatever, and you can only work 20 hours, good, then give me the best 20 hours you can, and I'll help make the difference. But I'm not gonna hold you up if you can actually work 40 hours. If those couples that are in the poverty line that only work 20 hours apiece, if they both worked 40 hours, 80% of them would be totally fine.
Of course, don't you think government also needs to create a new taxation to help those people in the middle who are basically propping up the rest of this nation?
Why are we taxing people? Why do we want to redistribute wealth? It is not constitutional. I mean, hey, Ron Paul supporters, here I am. This is how close I am.
This is it.
It is unconstitutional to redistribute wealth. When did we start buying into the socialist ideology? Let people make money. Let people encourage. Let me ask you this, George. I know you. I know you are a good man. I know you believe in the power of prayer. I know you believe in the goodness of people. Tell me, sir, the last time you felt charity, real, true, from the heart charity on April 15th. Have you ever?
No.
Never do.
We need to abolish the income tax and create a fair system.
Yeah. Let everybody look, I am fortunate enough to be in a good tax bracket. Well, I'm paying what I believe is more than my fair share of taxes. The top 1% of this nation pays 40% of the bill. The top 10% pay 70% of the bill. Now, let me ask you, the top 1%, they take in 20% of the income, but they're paying 40% of the bill. What exactly, George, is their fair share?
There is no fair share on the whole system.
No.
You know, corporations should pay, I believe, and also people should have almost 100% of their income, and we need to create some kind of use tax or something that allows us to tax this illicit drug money that comes in. I mean, that's not getting taxed.
The rest of the world is paying. All these socialist countries that lived through socialism, they're paying anywhere from 13 to 17% flat tax, and they're making more money than you could possibly imagine. You eliminate all loopholes. None. Just how much did you make? Give me 17% of that, period. Or do a use tax. I'm fine with that.
Yep.
But the problem with the use tax is it'll become special interest. Well, wait a minute. Oh, hang on. You're buying a boat? Oh, well, you should pay more because who can afford a boat? And you gear that special interest up again. It is the mentality to tax the rich.
Well, but there's got to be a way that they can give Americans the use of their money, because what's going on right now just isn't fair.
To who?
To the rich,
you're right.
Well, to anybody. It's just the entire system.
You know what? I'll give you that. If you tell me that the bottom 50%, of this country pays 3%, we have more people living, we have more people in this country getting more back than they're putting in than ever before. In fact, we have a majority of people now getting more back than they put in. They're being carried by the wealthy. Now, that doesn't mean that we say, oh my gosh, look at the wealthy, poor wealthy, and cry me a river. The wealthy are doing great in this country. But we should celebrate that. We should encourage people to make money. We should say, be successful, innovate. The rich in this country, and try this on for size, those that are considered the rich, the vast majority are small business owners. Now, how many poor people have you worked for, George? How many poor people run small businesses? You tell me, if you take my, and I'm a small business guy, I was about to start a new division that has nothing to do with broadcast. It would have employed about an additional 40 people. Now, when I was worried about making my $695 rent 8 years ago, I didn't employ anybody. I now employ about 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to add another 40 people, but I am so concerned in this country on what they're going to do to my taxes,
yep,
that they're going to jack my taxes up so high, I'm not going to start that division until I know for sure what they're going to do. So who suffers, me or the 40 people that I would have employed?